Welcome to the Strategy Session Podcast, where ASI's editors provide tips and tactics to help promotional product professionals improve their businesses. In every episode, we go one-on-one with a business strategy expert to gather winning insights. The conversations are sure to be insightful and entertaining.
Hi, welcome to the Strategy Session Podcast. This is Chris Ruvo. Today we'll be chatting with Coach Ken Carter. Coach Carter is a renowned author, motivational speaker, and youth advocate. His no-nonsense, positive message has inspired thousands to reach higher and achieve more. Coach Carter first made news when he famously locked out his undefeated varsity basketball team at Richmond High School in California. He did so to motivate the players to improve their grades. The real-life events inspired the hit movie Coach Carter. Coach, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so very much, young man.
All right, well, let's get right into these questions here. So you talk about the seven negative or major negative emotions. What are they, and why is it important that we avoid them?
Well, you're looking at fear, jealousy, hatred, greed, anger, and superstitious. Superstition, shall I say. You know, a lot of people don't take chances in life because they're just fearful. They don't do things. I'm not tall enough, I'm not fast enough, I'm not smart enough. And they talk themselves out of success before they even begin. And a lot of people just don't wish other people good luck. You know, they look at it and they go like, wow, man, God, you know, I really wish that was me. But they never took the effort, you understand, to go forward and put an organization, you know, organizing their thoughts and having the emotion to go along with it. See, enthusiasm is 4-1 to physical. And that's what a lot of people, you got to go through life, wake up every morning and say, man, let's go. But if your body is willing to go and your mind is not willing to go, well, then you have a problem. But if your mind is willing to go but your body can't go, guess what? You need to fall on the floor and do 2 or 3 push-ups if you can.
Just get it going.
Next week you'll be able to do 4 or 5. Next month you'll be able to maybe do 10. You know, it's kind of like gaining weight. A lot of people finish high school or college, and then they look at themselves 20 years later. They go like, wow, how did I get here? You know, I'm 20 pounds overweight. But they only gained a pound a year.
So put that the other way, you could turn that into a positive trend, right? Gain a little bit at a time.
Yes, you can. Okay. And so it's all in the way that we think, you know, and see, everything always balances itself. So you have the seven negative emotions, but you also have seven positive emotions. When you're talking about faith, desire, love, sex, enthusiasm, romance, and hope, you know, desire is something that's within all of us, and we just need that one little thing to trigger it, and that comes through organization.
I was gonna ask you that. How do you go about applying those positive emotions or making them a reality in your life?
Well, the way you apply things, sir, is with enthusiasm, and then you have to take a first step, period. You know, as a basketball coach, every team is different. So you look at your strengths. See, a lot of people always try to work on the weaknesses. You know what I mean? I tell people the exact opposite. Work on your strengths. Make your strengths so dominant, people won't even notice your weaknesses.
I got you. Now, kind of along those lines, we're talking about applying positive things, about focusing on strengths. What advice can you offer to help business professionals focus on reaching their top personal and professional goals? Put another way, how do they apply that positivity in the business realm?
Well, first, you got to have a mastermind group. You got to have some people around you. Everybody thinks early in their careers that they do everything by themselves. Oh, I can make this happen on yourself. You're like a lawyer representing himself or a doctor trying to operate on himself or herself. That just don't work too well. So you have to have a mastermind group, and that's a group of people which may be in your family or outside of your family that you can actually talk with and share ideas with and get some crystallized thinking. I always tell my ball players to always be the bottom of the top, never be the top of the bottom.
That's a good way to look at it. And how do they go about doing that? How do they apply that in their lives, whether it be it on the court or elsewhere?
You always got to be a lifelong learner. It's as simple as that. You always got to be a lifelong learner. You know, the books we read, and see, this is what happens to us as we start. start to grow, and you know, and families come along, mortgages, car notes, and all the other stuff. All those dreams we had as a young person kind of disappear. And everybody come out, well, that's just the reality of it, Coach. No, the reality is what you make it. And like I say, enthusiasm is the key. It's 4-to-1 to effort. And what, because you're going to get up in the morning, you're going to read the books you've been promising yourself you're going to read. You know what I'm saying? You're going to do the 2 or 3 push-ups you can do because you know in 2 months you're going to be doing 10 or 20. And so you've always got to look forward. That's where hope comes in, you know, and faith. And what is faith? It's just an exercise of your desire. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you see things, you go like, I would like to have it. Well, it's attainable. This big old thing called the world, this big universe, there's some universal laws. Mm-hmm. And the closer we stay to those universal laws, sir, the more successful we're going to be.
All right. You talk, this is a similar question, but you talk about a lot about using your own passion. Once you kind of get that enthusiasm and passion going, you talk about using that passion to motivate others. You've obviously done that in a sports setting and in a youth advocacy setting. How can folks in the business world do that? How can they use their passion to motivate their, say, sales team?
They have to realize that they do not get paid by the hour. They get paid by the value they bring to the hour. And you must always do more than what you're paid for. That's an investment in your future. Mm-hmm. So we're all in the people's business. You know, no matter if you're selling real estate or if you're selling lumber, we're all in the people's business. And that's what an individual have to recognize. And so I tell people this, your first step in getting going, per se, is to write down the night before your day. Because once you spend time, you can't get it back. So you can spend money, and but you can go earn some more money. And people always talk about, oh, I would like to make a lot of money. And I always ask that question when I'm speaking. I say, how many in this room would like to make a lot of money? Everybody in the room raised their hand.
I bet.
And then I tell them this one thing. The only people who make money in the United States work in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Mint. All the rest of us have to earn money, and the way we're going to earn money is with the ability to think.
Mm-hmm.
And execute.
Very good. Now, the part of that is you talk about 12 essential steps for success in life. Can you discuss some of what that is? I know you've touched on some of it already, but can you kind of go into more depth on what those steps are and kind of how to take them?
You know, when you talk about integrity, all of us have to have integrity. We just got to simply tell the truth and be truthful to ourselves. If we're not good in one area, you know, have somebody around you that is good in that area. You know, Mr. Ford said one thing. He said, you can have your car in any color you want as long as it's black. You make the Model T only in black.
Right.
And, you know, when you're talking about the 12 steps, leadership actually matters, you know. You know, you have to be a great leader. At some point in your life, you have to be a great follower. And when I say a great follower, an organized follower. If you show me any organized follower, I'll show you a potential leader. And starting your day with the right stuff, and that goes from what we eat in the morning. And so you can just simplify stuff like that. I eat oatmeal every morning.
Very good. Is that right? Okay. All right. Stay consistent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's where it takes all the effort out of what I'm going to eat tomorrow. I already know what I'm going to eat. That decision is already made.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then just respecting oneself and respecting others. If you don't give respect, a lot of times you'll find out people won't even respect you. Mm-hmm. And you have to have courage. And when you have courage, you know, it doesn't matter what's in front of you, how big the mountain it seems. You know what? It all starts with that first step. You start to climb. You start to go. You start to educate yourself. And you go forward. When you're talking about embracing hard work, see, a lot of people think in this digital world that everything has got to be intellectual. Mm-hmm. No, it takes some physical work sometimes. You have to put your shoulder to the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that work is mental also. And so you got to work that brain and exercise that brain. So when you call on it, it'll be strong. I mean, it'll be ready to go. And so as we take these, and I say steps, because sometimes there's no escalator and there's no elevator. So what do you do in that frame of your life, or in that chapter of your life? You got to take the steps. There's no way around it.
All right, kind of on that. Sometimes that life goes into adverse times, shall we say? And I have in mind when you decided to lock out the Richmond team. You initially faced a bit of backlash, maybe more than a bit of backlash for that. And I'm interested.
Oh no, all the parents just simply love me.
Yeah, yeah, I bet that went great, right? how did you handle that adversity? And then, if you could spin that forward, what advice can you offer business professionals for navigating tough times based on your experience there with that adversity?
In life, winter is going to show up. Life is like the seasons, you know, and when it's harvest time, you got to harvest. And a woman came up to me the other day and said, "Coach, you say that. I really need to harvest." I said, "Well, young lady, you really need to get the planting." The planting comes before the harvesting.
Right, right.
And so I had set some things in place, and we had a contract that we had signed. And so with all these things, that's why writing things down, they're 10 times more likely to come true if you simply write it down. At 7 years old, I wrote down that they were going to make a movie about me.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And it came at a crucial time. I came home, and my mom was crying, and because we didn't have enough gas in the tank to finish the meal, because we have a propane tank outside that held propane, and we didn't have enough to finish the meal. My mom was crying. And so I pulled out my paper and my pencil, and I wrote my mama this note: "Mama, one day they're going to make a movie about me, mm-hmm. and I'm going to pay off all of your bills and buy you a big house, and you'll never have to cry again.
Mm-hmm.
Love, Jenny Ray." And guess what? 45 years later, that's what happened.
They made
a movie.
Yes,
called
they
Coach
did.
Carter. Now, did you ask me, "Coach, did you buy your mom a big house?" Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Did
okay.
you pay off all of her bills? No, my mama is an expensive girl.
Well, hey, one out of two isn't bad, right?
So it's the attitude you take. And so things that happen to you, all these things happen for a reason. It's how you react to them. Because winter is going to show up in your life. Winter is going to show up. And when I say winter is like a disease or something. It's mm-hmm. always on the parameter of your health plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's always poking and looking, you know what I mean? Trying to find a way in. And 90% of the people around you are negative. And so that's why you got to surround yourself with people who believe in the same thing you believe in, so you guys can all go forward, because there's safety in numbers.
I gotcha. All right. Coming to the last question here, you know, you've obviously motivated, you know, thousands of people, literally, and kind of curious, who was a big influence on you? Who motivated you, and who do you still look to, for that matter, to kind of help you be your best?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I just think, you know, when you look at the Bible, oh, what are some great stories? I call it the book.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what some great stories in there when you looking down and, you know, how this littlest guy in the world attacked this giant and hit him with a slingshot within a rock
mm-hmm.
and defeated him. You know what I mean? That's not inspiration. See, I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm an inspirational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you motivate people, you have to push them from the back. Mm-hmm. When you inspire people, they lead from the front.
All right, very good. Well, that's all we have time for today. We want to thank Coach Ken Carter for his words of wisdom. If you're eager to hear more, you can check out Coach Carter's book, Yes, Ma'am, No, Sir, The 12 Essential Steps for Success in Life. This has been the Strategy Session Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
This has been the latest episode of ASI's Strategy Session Podcast. To listen to all of our podcasts, go to asicentral.com/podcast.